heading down a road of sorrow, pain, and woe. I could not count the times that I had fallen short and failed him, but he still threw away all sin and he saved my soul.
He forgot more than I'll ever know when he took my sins and he washed me white as snow.
He forgot it all when he set me free.
I don't deserve the grace that he bestows. He forgot more than I'll ever know.
Sometimes I am reminded when Satan tries to tell me. He recalls the times I've let God down, but then I remind him of a Savior who died for countless failures. From chains of sin I am no longer bound.
He forgot more than I'll ever know when he took my sins and he washed me white as snow.
I remember what I used to be, but he forgot it all when he set me free.
I don't deserve the grace that he bestowed.
Kind of singing is good. I don't know about you, but I like it. I don't like dead singing. And I love worshipful singing. I mean, worshipful singing, Southern gospel, a good song with a good beat, but not over, you know, not rocky, just a blessing. What a joy. Thank you for being a part of Open Bible Dialogue today. Hey, I love every broadcast. I love being with you. This is your program. This is your broadcast. You are to be the center of this always. You remember that. Your questions and your remarks, they are always welcome on this broadcast. Now, the line is right there. You see the numbers, 704-391-0588. Write them down, 1-800-338-7884. Write that down if you're outside of this particular area, and I want you to be a part of us. Remember, JRC at paulcreek.org. Remember that now, JRC at paulcreek.org. Now, let's have a great broadcast. I'm dealing today with a subject that's really outstanding, paradise. Paradise, the home, the future home of the bride of Jesus Christ. Paradise. We're talking about mansions. We're talking about palaces. We're talking about streets of gold. We're talking about a place that is absolutely a Garden of Eden. I mean, beyond measure, a breathless place. Now, I have the gut feeling that good people don't give attention to heaven today that they used to. I think we have life too good out there. I think we have too much. We enjoy life so much with so many pleasurable things and so many comfortable things that we forget that this is nothing to compare with our future. Our future is out of this world. Are you listening to me? Our future is out of this world. Now, I want you to make sure you understand how important heaven is. If you will get your mind set on heaven, I'm here to tell you this world will not hold much for you. This world has nothing to compare with what you have in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There is no pleasure like the pleasure we're going to have with him eternally. I'm excited. I am very excited. Now, I'd like to say a big hallelujah to my friends out in Oklahoma. I enjoyed Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and came home yesterday. It wore me out. You know, when you get 80, an airplane and an airport is just not a place you enjoy. I'm not kidding you. So coming home was worse on me than all 3 days out there. I preached all 3 nights, and some of you may have saw a little of it on Facebook. I didn't know they could do that. I'm just learning about Facebook, where you can put live something right up, and the people who listen, their names come up. And with the sermon on Tuesday night, there's been, well, somewhere between 300 and 400 people who have checked in on that one. I don't know how much of it they listened. They may cut me off after a while. I don't know. But it's a joy of mine to come to you with the great things that I have the privilege of coming to you with. I love to hear from people who love the old-fashioned truth of the Bible. See, we just an old-fashioned people. We just believe the fundamentals of the Bible all the way. Genesis to Revelation, there's not one word of it that's not authorized of God. There's not one sentence that's not sent by the Holy Ghost. It is inspired from every word, every syllable, every marking. The Bible is an infallible book. And I love that. If I couldn't trust in all of it, how could I trust in any of it? If I couldn't believe all of it's right, how could I believe any of it's right? If you got a book that is full of error, then what part do you believe? And everybody, you know, just kind of drifts around, taking what they can take, and their lives are so reduced. The Christian walk is so much less than it ought to be. And it's amazing to me. And I'm here to bring you something that will change your life. Now today, we're talking about paradise, the future home of His bride, the future home of His saints. A future home of everybody that's born again and lives right. Lives right now. The New Jerusalem won't be the future home of everybody that lives right. It'll be the future home of the bride. But the new heaven and the new earth will be the future home of everybody born again who live right and serve Him. Now, these things are important to me. I'm going to preach tomorrow. I want you to hear this title because I want some of you to be here. I'm going to preach tomorrow, "The Holy Ghost is not a bus." The Holy Ghost is not a bus. The Holy Ghost is not a bus that's going to run around and search for everybody he can find who maybe is ready for the rapture. Let me tell you what the rapture is. It's the Holy Spirit in me that I welcomed in at the new birth, and I've allowed Him to sanctify me and prepare me and clean me up and fill me with His presence. And His Spirit in me is going to resurrect me. Jesus was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. Oh, if you don't believe it, read Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead, the Spirit of Him, that's the Holy Spirit, that raised up Christ from the dead, dwell in you, that same Spirit shall also quicken. That's resurrect, friend. Resurrect your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. A clear and absolute promise to the rapture. Oh yes, it's some living promise in there also. I live in that quickening power of the Holy Spirit. If I don't have it now, I'm not going to have it then. I'm not going to suddenly get it after the trumpet sounds. If that quickening power isn't there when the trumpet sounds, then I'm not going. The door's going to be shut in my face. And I don't intend to let that happen. And you need to be committed not to let that happen. Now, I want you to talk about heaven with me today. I want you to talk about paradise. Do you understand the word paradise is one breathtaking word? I'll get to that later and try to give you a little description. It's out of this world, friend. It's out of this world. Did you know that Apostle Paul was caught up to paradise? And it was so great. It was so overwhelming. It was so breathtaking that the Holy Spirit wouldn't let him tell people about what he saw. And I've always wondered of the reason why the Holy Spirit wouldn't let Paul tell what he had seen. And then the Lord showed me the other day. He showed me that if you knew what was in paradise, if you would see what is in paradise, too many people who are so carnal would want to be a Christian just to get paradise. And they would not have their view and their eyes on Him. His name is Jesus. God wants us to serve Him and live for Him because we love our Redeemer and we love our Savior and we love the blessed Lord. My eyes are on Jesus. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not here today to glory in heaven. I'm not here to glory in paradise. I'm not here to glory in those mansions and in that great place with streets of gold. I'm not going to glory in that. I'm going to glory in Christ. But I want to tell you about that because if it's in the Bible, you need to know about it. My Bible says, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Notice that for them that love him. If you don't love him and all you want is paradise, you're not going to get it. I'm here to tell you. If all you want is a mansion up there or streets of gold and that's all you after, then forget it, friend. You aren't going. It is those who fall in love with Jesus Christ. Those who make him the Lord of their life, who love him, who serve him, who do his will. And that's why I'm preaching tomorrow on the Holy Ghost. It's not a bus. He's not going to run around ranting and screaming for us, you know, people who don't care a lick about God and all they've done is live for ball games and you know, everything. I get amazed at people who will miss church to go to a ball game. Man, you're not born again. Ain't no way you're born again if you'll miss church to go to a ball game. I'm telling you, you're not born again. Don't talk to me about it. I'm here to tell you, friend, when you fall in love with Jesus, you have more pleasure in him than you'll ever have in this world. You have more pleasure in him you'll ever find anywhere else. Now, I know I'm off the beam here. No, I'm not off the beam, but I'm in dangerous territory. But that's okay. I want to hear from you. You can argue with me. You can tell me I'm crazy. You can say any kind of thing you want to say. I'm gonna still love you and treat you good and pray for you. Amen. I'm gonna still love you and treat you good and pray for you. Now give us a call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And email me at jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to read a few things that you find. My study here is in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. So we're looking at the church of Smyrna. I'm sorry, the church of Sardis and the church of Philadelphia. The church of Sardis and the church of Philadelphia. Let me read to you from the Bible. Let's start there. And this is a promise that God makes to the church of Philadelphia. And he says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Listen now. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thee and to know that I have loved thee. Now, who are people who are of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and they are not? Could I tell you who that is? That's everybody who's into replacement theology. If you believe that you have replaced Israel and that Israel, the Jewish people, have no place in God's great prophetic economy, and you believe the church has taken over where Israel was supposed to be, then you are of the synagogue of Satan. You are of the synagogue of Satan. You say that you are Jews and you are not, but do lie. And he said he will make you to come and worship at our feet. Are you listening to me? Now, I want to read the next verse. Very powerful. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Now, this is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole earth, world, and try them that dwell upon the earth. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, he's got a promise for those who are overcomers, for those who are faithful unto death, who do his will with all their heart. And you on the air, may I help you, please? Well, let me see here. Oh, it's my fault again. Now you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, brother, same as I got a question concerning paradise.
Okay.
Hey, Paul said he was called up to third heaven.
Right, third heaven, and he called it paradise.
Right, said whether in the body or not in the body, that I can feel. But what I want to talk about was the location of paradise, because I've heard it described that what you see in the sky during the day is the first paradise.
The location of paradise, you can see it in the book of Psalms. Let me read a verse to you, maybe two or three verses. Very clear. A paradise is in the northern parts, in the northern hemisphere. And here are some words that describe a little bit, not a lot, because, you know, we're not going to know it all till we get there. Oh, come on. My pages are sticking together here. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the mountains of his holiness. Behold, for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. So paradise is on the sides of the north. Now, if you'll study the earth in its rotation a little bit, you will find out that the earth always maintains a complete northern connection. The earth may go for thousands of miles through the hemisphere, but it rotates and maintains a fixed position locked on the North Pole. Why is that? That's because that's where God dwells. That's where Christ is. That's where the light of heaven comes from. If you would move the rotation of the earth off of a northern fixation, the lights would go out for every one of us, friend, and life would be no more on this earth. So paradise is in the northern hemisphere, the northern parts of this great globe, and our earth points directly to it. So the North Pole is the right direction.
I understand where it is now. I was talking about where it was, a third location, because Eden was the first paradise. And Luke,
Eden was the earth before it was cursed.
Right. But it said, Adam, what we got in the cool of the day.
You know, I don't understand what you're getting at. The God's place has not changed.
Heaven
is where it's always been. Heaven's where it's always been. The earth was the Garden of Eden in proximity to heaven. No longer in proximity because of sin, but it still has to point directly toward the north. Have I helped you?
Yeah, but I'll call you when you get off the radio so we can talk.
I probably won't have time because it takes me an hour to get everything ready. I take calls to pray with somebody, but I don't get involved in big discussions. But I think I've told you the truth if you'll just listen to me. What I've told you is clear Bible, right straight from the book. I love you, my friend. You are my friend. If you don't agree with me, we're still friends, okay? Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The Bible is so pure. And the Bible is really so simple. I mean, so simple. God, I mean, he lives in the realm where he's always lived. He's God. His paradise is paradise. It will never change until he comes down. The new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. And yes, the throne of God will change at that time and will be in new Jerusalem. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Let me keep that scripture marked in case somebody wants to question that. I'll be glad to try to help you with it. But I want you to know that there's a paradise up there, brother. And it's so breathtaking. It is so out of this world. When he speaks about palaces, he speaks about ivory palaces. Did you know that? Ivory palaces. Oh, what a place. What a place. How many of you plan to go? Let me read that verse again, if I might, in Revelation. I always love reading Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I will keep thee from. I will keep thee from. Listen to that. Not in, but I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. My friend, this Bible is one more rich book, and heaven is a holy place. Hey, call quickly. I've got an article here I want to give you. An article I want to give you. It's very wonderful. It'll be put in a booklet form, and I'll mail it to everybody out there. Ask for it, and you really ought to dig in. Every Christian out there ought to be determined to learn more about heaven than you've ever known, and to tell it to your family, tell it to your friends. Tell them what they're going to miss if they don't learn to love Jesus. If they don't make him the center of their life. I don't mean somewhere in the mix of all kinds of other things. There is Jesus and I love him almost as good as I love ball, and I love him almost as good as I love shopping, and I love him almost as good as I love money, and I love him almost as good as I love a new car. Come on, friend. That's not how you love Jesus. You love him. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom I am crucified unto this world, and this world is crucified unto me. Now, I don't want to waste a bit of time. I want you on the lines now to talk about heaven, to talk about paradise, to talk about mansions. Jesus said, I go to prepare a mansion for you. And if I go and prepare a place, said place at the first time, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. See, this is the rapture. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know, I did a program a few weeks ago on Jesus coming back from heaven with all those saints that went up with him in the rapture. See, there can't be no return in the battle of Armageddon of all the saints of God, as the Bible beautifully tells us, if we don't go to heaven. And so the rapture is when we move up there to come back here. Now grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I want to see how many of you are interested in heaven. Hey, let's start here. How many of you believe that there is an eternal heaven where we literally, bodily, with glorified bodies, will spend eternity? You know, to many people, heaven is just a myth. It's a kind of imagination place where we just kind of float around in disembodied situations, and there's no longer any pain or suffering. Oh no, heaven is a real place. Heaven is a place that actually exists. It's right there. Hallelujah. And his saints are going to spend eternity there. They are going to spend eternity there. And if you're not a saint to spend eternity there, you're going to spend eternity in hell. And heaven is a real place. And hell is a real place. And I'm going to deal with hell now, next week or so. And we're going to see that hell is a real place. And if somebody tries to tell you it's not a real place, they're lying to you. They're a false prophet. They are in apostasy. They've lost their way. They don't know what they're talking about. Do you understand? Did I make that plain? Hell is a real place, but you don't have to go there. You can go to heaven. You can spend eternity in the presence of God. Now, let me read to you John chapter 14. Those very words I was just quoting. I know every one of them. They are a wonderful, intimate part of my life, but I want you to know they're in the Bible. I want you to know this is what God said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's house already many mansions. Now that's before he creates New Jerusalem. Heaven is already a place, was already a place of many mansions. He said, but if it wasn't so, he said, I would have told you. I'd tell you the truth. Listen, let me say that again. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you. Now, that's good, plain language. You know, anybody can understand that. Heaven is already a place of many mansions. The Bible speaks of palaces, ivory palaces. The Bible talks about the grandeur. The word palace is in the Bible 83 times. The word palace is in the Bible, Old and New Testament, 83 times. Do you understand? Do you know Apostle Paul, when he wrote the letter to the Hebrew Christians, the letter of Hebrews, in that letter of Hebrews, 45% of it was prophecy. 45% of the book of Hebrews was prophecy. There was 303 verses in the whole book of Hebrews. 137 of them were prophetic verses. Now, if Paul wrote the church, the Christians, the Hebrews, and told them 45% of his letter was in the future, things beyond, prophetic things, things outside of this world, bigger than this world, older than this world, much, much more extensive than this world. And then in the book of 2 Thessalonians, 40% of it is prophetic. 40%. I mean, we're talking about a Bible that is so full of prophecy, so full of our future. God meant for us to understand our future. I love those words. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye or you may be also. Now, that's a real place. That's the real place. There's no way of just making tomfoolery out of that. There's no way of making that a crazy man's dream. It's real. It's real. Go to the book of Revelation. 95% of the book of Revelation is prophetic. It's talking about what is after the church age is over. You got to understand that heaven, paradise, those mansions, those great, great palaces are our inheritance for and looking to the future. Our inheritance looking to the future. Now, the lines are open, and I want somebody, several bodies, to grab your phone, and I want your questions about those mansions. I want your questions about palaces. Ivory palaces, about paradise. Paradise. And just stay in the Bible now. The dear man a while ago, I don't know what maybe he was thinking, but it seemed to me that he kind of got off the beam, you know. I don't know how and I don't know why. And I'm not trying to be critical of him. He's a dear person, I am sure. But let me look at some things here. All right, here's a question. Isn't paradise Abraham's... bosom empty? Just set the captive free. Now they're in heaven. Well, paradise. When Jesus said that, he wasn't talking about the heavenly paradise. He was talking about upper Sheol in the earth. That was a totally different place. So no, the paradise I'm talking about is not Abraham's bosom. No, not Abraham's bosom. That's over. All those saints have gone to heaven. They're up there. And if it was called paradise, that's okay. But it was not the paradise of eternity. Do you understand? Have you got that, my dear friend? I pray so. Let me take a call. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, good afternoon. I have a question about heaven. Will it be like one? What do you think will be like the ideal Asian heaven?
Asian heaven? Did you say Asian heaven?
No, age. What age will everybody be?
The Bible don't even answer that. I would just say we will be of a prime, healthy, happy, joyous age. Now, I'm joyous and happy at 80, and so I just think it will be a glorious place where everybody will be happy. It will be for eternity. Are you hearing me? It will be for eternity, and all of a sudden, I'm not hearing myself. I don't know what I may have done. I am guilty sometimes. There it is. I got it. I am guilty sometimes of bothering things. But heaven is going to be a wonderful place, and it's real, sir, and it's forever. It's a new heaven and a new earth, and then over that comes down New Jerusalem. I think it settles kind of in the air over the present Jerusalem, and we will go up into heaven. I'm up into New Jerusalem. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm born again, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man. It's so full of greatness. It's so full of glory that is almost inexplainable. Thank you, brother. Make sure you live clean now. The Holy Spirit will take you up in the rapture, but he's got to be inside. He's not outside floating around, reaching, grabbing people. He's inside those that's going up, and he takes them with him when he moves.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother Chambers.
Yes.
When they were building the Tower of Babel, and God cast different tongues and cast them into different corners of the earth, because had he not, he said they would exceeded in this and what they were doing.
Well, they were created a temple to be the worship of an idol god.
They could not have exceeded in doing that. Heaven was where it is now.
Heaven will always be where it is. And man has always tried to create his own heaven. That's been the problem with man through the ages, is trying to create his own heaven. Trying to have trying to have a heaven that fits his fancy, trying to move things around. Just go by the Bible, and it's also plain, isn't it? You know, I read a beautiful thing some time ago, written by a godless woman who was studying the civilizations, and she had gone into southern Iraq, had found, or they had located, and she began to decipher the old tablets that came out of southern Iraq from the day of Adam and Eve and the early creation, the first 2,000 years, and they couldn't understand the language. They say they finally deciphered them, and they said that nothing on the face of the earth in any language has anything to do with that first language, and they didn't understand because it disappeared about 4,000 years ago. See, all they would have done, study the Bible and find out it disappeared when God took it away from them and gave them all the variety of languages. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, you.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you for calling. Okay? You just keep listening. I love you dearly. Hallelujah. Well, let me take to another question here. Let me see if I can find it. Ask brother to please send me the booklet he is offering today. Oh, well, that's for next week. I will do that, my brother. We will be delighted to do that. I don't think there's any more here, so we'll go back. Give me a call. I want to hear from you. I want every one of you to have a question answered and to get something good out of this broadcast. And I want you to fall in love with Jesus. And then after you fall in love with Jesus, I want you to fall in love with what he's got planned for the future. I want you to fall in love with what he's got planned for the future. Don't get caught up in the future until you first get caught up in Jesus, okay? And when you get caught up in Jesus, then you can get caught up in future, because it is going to be great. Now, there's plenty of lines open. The ladies are standing by. I want to give you this booklet. It's important to me to send you this material. See, when I can get this material in your hands, and usually people will read it, and they'll pass it on to somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else. We send out stuff by the thousands every month, and we out to do our best to educate this world to the old-fashioned truths of the Bible. We just believe the book just exactly like it is. Now, I'm going to put this number back up, so you have no excuse for not calling or sending me an email, okay? Call me or send me an email. And now, while I'm waiting for your call, I want to tell you that you must check on Christian education for your children. In this county, that the teacher can't even call the girls a girl and the boys a boy because of this transgender foolishness and stupidity that's gripped our land. I mean, it's overwhelming that a school board in a city of such mammoth beauty as Charlotte would go in this direction, but they're mindless people. Democrats, mindless, and those Republicans that follow along with them, and it's insanity. It is insanity. Get your children in a Christian school, and there's no better one than right here. Right here. We've had several students this week enrolled, and you ought to come out here and learn about it. You ought to get on the waiting list with the North Carolina Scholarship Program if you meet the requirements, and you ought to be involved in this, because the coming of the Lord is at the door, and you don't want to be off playing games. You want to be in the middle of it. And then tomorrow, I am preaching. The Holy Ghost is not a bus. The Holy Ghost is not a bus. Traveling around trying to find some scattering people to take them up in the rapture. Just because this man's a member of the church and this man believed 20 years ago, this person claims to be saved, but they still live in sin and darkness. Here's a person who used to be full of the Holy Ghost, and long ago they've given up on the fire, and they're just living a careless life. They're not going. The Holy Spirit is going to take those in whom he is the master of. The Holy Spirit's going to take those in whom he is the master of. And you need to be here tomorrow and hear that sermon. I promise you it'll be on Facebook and on the YouTube and on Twitter and all of that early in the week. We just want to help you get yourself ready for the coming of the Lord. It's at the door. Now, I started 2 weeks ago raising $20,000 for radio. I've not made much progress, somewhere between $3,000 and $3,500 in 2 weeks. I need $20,000. I've got to get all my radio bills caught up. I don't have the money in the treasury. My payments are still $3,800 a month. $3,800 a month on this building. There may be somebody out there who would like to make one of those payments for me. I mean, when you're doing school and you're doing missions and you're doing things like this radio and internet, and you're mailing out all kinds of booklets and you're sending videos and CDs all over the world. I mean, what do? You have to ask somebody to help you pay the bill. And I'm coming to you to help me pay the bill. And I need now nearly $17,000 by October the 4th. That's the Sunday, October the 4th. Will you help me? Will you help me? Now, I've got a young man moving this week from Oklahoma, a wife and two children, a good college education, dedicated, capable, wonderful young man, and I need a place for him to live. I'm looking for a travel trailer that we can put out here on the grounds and a place for him to stay while he gets a job. He's going to work a job 2 years, and then he will be full-time without working a job. But, you know, he's going to be my associate pastor immediately along with my youth minister who's doing a good job. Now, I'm telling you, you want to be a part of this. And if you know anywhere there's a travel trailer available, I need it tomorrow, Monday. No later than Monday, Tuesday. Okay? Will you help me? I need help out there. I really do. I need somebody who knows where to go, what to do. You've got one in your yard you're not using. You'll just bring it over here and leave it a couple of months. That'll be wonderful. That won't bother me. As long as it's, you know, worthy for a young man and his wife and two children to live in comfortably. But I don't want something that's trashy. You can understand that. I'm not going to put something like that out there for them. It's got to be nice enough for them to move in, be comfortable, because I'm going to be working the daylights out of him. I mean, he's going to be in here doing the work of God with me and with Brother Dylan and with all this congregation. So help me out, will you? Are you ready? Are you willing? Do you care? Do you understand? Are you going to help me with the $20,000 goal? I believe you are. I'm really going to push you pretty hard. Now, I'm not pushed hard yet. I'm at the point I got to. I mean, today is the 17th, you know, and so I've got to push a little hard. And so I'm pushing, and I'm looking to hear from you this week. Anywhere in the world, you can go on our website, paulcreek.org, paulcreek.org. There it is at the bottom on my screen. And you can go right there to PayPal and send whatever amount you'd like to send, as long as it's in your bank. And of course, they're not going to send it if it's not. Would you do that to help us? I want everybody out there. If you're in Africa, if you're in Australia, if you are in England, if you're in Scotland, if you're in South America, if you're in Canada, it don't matter where you are. I want to hear from you. And I want you to be involved. It is a wondrous joy. As soon as this is finished, and I'm able to raise $20,000. We're going to take the month of October into November, and we're going to do a project for Haiti, the great home for children in Haiti. And you're going to learn some things about that place that'll thrill your gizzard. You ever heard that? Thrill your gizzard. I meant your heart. Oh, boy, that's an old word. It's been a lot of years since I used it, but that's okay. Hey, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I'm looking to hear from you. I want you right here on the telephone because I want to talk with you. I love that. Let's see if there's anything here waiting for me. All right, don't find anything. Last thing. All right, I'd love to hear from you. You're important to me, very important to me. And if I can be a blessing to you, it will be my joy, okay? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm going to take that off so I won't keep getting your attention. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone, will you? I want to know what you are asking about heaven. How many of you believe in heaven? How many of you don't believe in heaven? If you don't believe that there's a literal heaven, call me and let's talk about it. I won't be critical of you. Nobody's going to know your name. Now, we'll probably see it on our screen, but we're not going to criticize you, and I'm not going to give it out. I just want to help you understand that heaven is a real place and that paradise is literally out of this world, literally. Now, there's so many things I meant to say this today. And if I don't be careful, I'll forget them. The greatest challenge in these letters, these seven letters, is the absolute perfection of the Word of God. The church is the greatest business of the church is to be true to the Scripture, is to keep that Word of God in front of them, and to ever believe it, and to defend it, and to fight for it, and to die for it if you need to. That's how important the Word of God is. Oh, I tell you, there have been some great men have died for this Word of God. There's been some great people that have suffered hellish treatment for this Word of God. I was reading some time ago, a young couple was working in a print shop way back in that day when it was forbidden to even publish one page of the Bible, and they got caught. And what did they done something to their ears. I remember it was horrible. And they had to live the rest of their life with this sign on them to say to everybody, they offended the government because they published the Bible. They offended the Pope because they published the Bible. Well, my friend, you have the privilege of the Bible, and nobody will punish you for it. Nobody will do a bad thing to you for it. So you ought to be in the middle of it. You ought to be loving it with your whole heart. There ought to be so many questions on here, I couldn't get them answered. Do you care about heaven? How many of you believe in heaven? Hey, just call and say, I believe in heaven. I'd like to have 10 calls that would just say that right quick, so that we know that you're out there and that you really do believe in the great truth of this Bible, and that you're not off in some tangent of unbelief and some tangent of confusion. Oh, you know, I just hurt inside when I think about it. Only overcomers are going to be part of that rapture crowd. Did you know that? To him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. Seven letters and seven times. To those seven letters, he ends by saying, to him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. If you don't overcome, friend, you are in a heap of trouble. Do you know that? How many of you believe in heavenly mansions? What will they look like? Those mansions, the places we call mansions today will be nothing compared to those great mansions, those great places of livelihood and beauty and dwelling place for you to spend eternity. And think about New Jerusalem, 12 stories high, 1,500 feet square each way, and square each way, and 1,500 miles high. 125 miles apart, each of the different levels. Oh, you're talking about a place of glory. I've been telling everybody I want to live in the top story called the Amethyst level. The Amethyst level. Oh, what a place that's got to be. Somebody says, why don't you want to be down close to the bottom? Well, I don't know. Wherever I'm at, I'll be happy. I promise you. I'll be a thrilled, happy man. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day. The Holy Ghost is not a bus riding around picking up stragglers. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost, not a bus riding around picking up stragglers. Right now, he will try to save the stragglers. Right now, he will reach to people who are lost. Right now, he will do all in the Holy Ghost power to bring sinners to the cross. But when that rapture comes, no longer is it reaching for sinners. It's reaching for saints. It's reaching for saints. And that's going to be a grand, and that's going to be a glorious day. And I can hardly wait. I really can. Paradise is Christ and his Father's inexplainable level of love for his church. Paradise is God the Father and God the Son's inexplainable love for his saints. I'm telling you, God loves his believers. God loves every Christian believer. God loves every person who surrenders to him and walks with him and faithfully serves him and loves him. And I want you to understand the beauty of that place. I want you to understand the glory of that place. I go back to try to check and see if there are anything I'm missing. I don't want to miss a question. If there's one, I would love to have it. I really would. I would love to see it. I would do my level best. Now, Call quickly. The ladies are standing by. They will do anything in their capacity to help you and to serve you. You are important to us, and we are here to be a blessing to you. We're here to bring you truth that will change your life. We're here to answer questions about the Bible. We're here to make this Bible come alive to your life, that you know the beauty of it all. The coming tribulation is right down the road. Do you realize how close we are to the 7-year tribulation period? Do you realize that? We're just at the door, my friend, at the door. All right, question now. Are you calling 1-800-338-7884? 704-391-0588. I'd love to talk to you. I'll treat you like my friend. I promise you, you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Brother Chambers. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. Yes, sir, Brother Chambers. I just want to be one of those that call and say, I believe in heaven.
Are you aware that it's hard to get people excited about heaven anymore?
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't care if I was end up on the top, in the top of a tree, as long as I'm sitting on the same limb with Jesus. I don't care.
Hallelujah. So you're looking forward to heaven?
Amen.
All right. You just walk close to him, okay? I wonder how many people out there, my brother, who have kind of lost any sense of heaven, that they don't think about it. It used to be when I got saved 64 years ago, these were subjects you were constantly hearing about. And people, I mean, people were just anxious to go to heaven. You read the letters of Apostle Paul. He said to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Why aren't people excited about death today? We'll do everything we can to keep from dying. I mean, people do the most foolish things, have the most insane kind of operations. I hear about people who get cancer, and they will go to every kind of thing. They want all kinds of medicines. If they're trying out something new to see if it works, they'll be a guinea pig. They'll do anything they can to keep from dying. And I just don't feel that way. I can't wait to go.
Amen. And you know, people, I love a good football game as good as the next person. But you know something else? You see them out there in the stands getting all excited. And I wonder sometimes, what would happen if all those people would just get excited about Jesus?
Well, see, the love of the pleasure will rob from you the love of God. The Bible says love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so we have to be very careful about anything in this world that we love. And we have to temper that love with a lot of grace and a lot of carefulness so that we keep our eyes on the city of God and that great day ahead of us. I can't wait for heaven. I'm really anxious to go. I got paradise on my heart. I got paradise in my dreams, and I mean every word of that. I am looking forward to going to heaven. Thank you, brother.
You know, too, Reverend Chambers, I've got things that I like and appreciate and enjoy, but you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if the Lord takes every one of them away from me, as long as I still got the Spirit of the Lord, He can have them.
Well, that's the way I feel. I gave them all up years ago. I don't involve myself in anything. I can go out with my friends maybe and shoot a horseshoe. I have not done that in years. I can do a little something like that. But my heart's caught up in that Bible and getting people saved and teaching this Bible and helping build the church and taking care of our Christian school. And see, I love these things. And I'm going to love them until I'm out of here. And I love you, brother. God bless your heart.
Okay, have a good day.
God bless. You know, it's wonderful to live utterly for the things of the Lord. And not many people do that anymore. There is so much love for pleasure, so much love for anything that gives them a moment of it. And I think we have to be careful with it. I mean, everybody has to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I'm not sitting here trying to work out every detail of your salvation. It's when you fall so in love with Him until the Holy Ghost, you'd rather be somewhere praying and the Holy Ghost falling on you. You know, I remember when the saints used to sing in the Spirit. And that singing the Holy Ghost, like Paul said he did in 1 Corinthians 14. And it would just thrill the whole church. But these saints lived on their knees. They lived in a prayer closet. They loved the Lord with all their heart. You remember Simeon and Anna, who was in the temple when Jesus was brought by Mary and Joseph? And Anna stayed in the temple every day and night. She lived there for the glory of the Lord, watching for the coming of the Christ. And I'm watching for the coming of the Christ. And I'm looking for His appearance. I'm looking for His coming. Now, do you want this booklet? Are you deep enough involved in the Bible that you'd like to study some things about heaven and about the church and about the things of the Lord? Our ladies are standing by to take your telephone call and to take your address, if we don't have it, and to send them to you. Okay? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I want you to get ready, because next week we're going to talk about eternal judgment. We're going to talk about hell. We're going to talk about maybe the tribulation, which will lead up to hell. And literally the Antichrist and the false prophet and a multitude will be cast into hell at that point. And then at the white throne judgment. And to study those things is a bit overwhelming. But they are going to happen. It don't matter whether you believe them or not. I'm telling you, there is an eternal hell. And everybody that's not washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and who does not live that life of faith in that blood of Christ and that life of purity will spend eternity in a devil's hell. And I don't want you to go there. I'm here to tell you, it breaks my heart to think of anybody going to an eternal hell. I don't desire that. I don't wish for that. I don't long for that. Now, paradise, mansions, castles, streets of gold. Do you understand? Hey, do you understand that those streets of gold will be out of this world? Let me take you a moment here to just hopefully make your heart feel what I'm saying. It's so beautiful when you begin to read these great truths. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, you know, most people don't know that only a select number of godly people are going to be part of the mansion, that are going to live in that heavenly mansion. That's for the bride. That's for those chosen to be His eternal bride. But there's a great company of people who'll be a guest of the bride. They'll be there, but they'll not be there as the bride. They'll be there as guests to the bride. Now, you can read this in Psalms. You can read it in the Songs of Solomon. You certainly can see it here in the book of Revelation. And it's so important that people hear that and understand that. Because just because you say, I've been saved, and you barely go to church, and you do live clean, but you're not utterly abandoned to the Lord, you're not going to live in New Jerusalem. The people in New Jerusalem are going to be people sold out to Christ. They're going to be people who've given their life for Him and who have walked with Him in total surrender, who live every day only for Him. There are many Christians that love so many things of this world that they're just kind of lukewarm. And the Bible says they're not even going to be in the rapture, but they're going to have to go into the tribulation and then give their life as a martyr. There will be millions that die as martyrs during the tribulation period. Millions. Millions and millions who die as martyrs because they missed the rapture. Because they were not living a sold out life. They were not living full of the Holy Ghost and utterly abandoned to the things of God. And friends, I cry out to you about that. You see, that's not being preached today. I preached it 3 nights up in Oklahoma, and I was received gladly by those saints of God. And they loved it. They fell in the altar and prayed, and the Spirit of God moved in that place. And that's what we got to have. And that's what we're going to preach. And that's what we're going to see a Holy Ghost revival around. That's my prayer. That's what I'm believing. That's what I'm claiming. Okay? Very important. Let me read another verse or two here. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And then you can go over to chapter 22, the last chapter, and he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the streets of it, in the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded the fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, for the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve him. Ugh, you're talking about a place of such majesty and glory and beauty and life. And are you going to be there? Are you so serving? Are you so living? Have you sold out everything for his glory? Have you become willing to be a sacrificial servant of God? To serve him with everything in you? To live full of the Holy Spirit? To walk with God in such a manner of being devoted utterly and entirely and completely to him? It's really overwhelming. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Whosoever will. So, whosoever includes you. How many out there today could I encourage you to pour yourself out for God? How many could I encourage you to become an old-fashioned Christian? To truly live only for Christ and his kingdom. To get on fire for God, full of his Holy Spirit. To become a soul winner. Preaching on the street corners, visiting your neighbor's houses, going to those you work with. I mean, just everywhere, doing the will of Christ and of God. My friend, I've got to be there. I got to be a part of that. I want you to be there. I want you to be a part of that. I want you to live for Christ and make him the center of your life and do only the things that please him. That's what I yearn for you. I yearn for you to be his abandonedly and overwhelmingly surrendered and walk with him. Now, if you don't agree with something I've said, ask me. Disagree with me. Oh, that's what I love. I love for you to get involved and study. I'm trying to stir you to get in this book of Revelation and to live close to that cross, to glory in Christ and his kingdom, to glory in the things of God. And I want to tell all of you, we've got wonderful material on our website. You go wherever in the world you live, Australia, New Zealand, Ukraine, anywhere in Russia, anywhere in England, Europe, Turkey, you know, Iraq, any of those countries, in South America, in South Africa, all the countries of Africa, you go to your website, www.paulcreek.org, and you dig in, friend. You learn, and then you get on fire with this material and send it out. Get out there and preach it. Anything I preach here, you preach it there. It won't bother me if you steal what I say. I want you to. It's not mine. It's his. And I want you growing and living close and living near the cross and doing the things of God. Okay? That is so important to me. Now, I want to remind you again about Christian school. Listen, mothers and dads, how in the world can you send your kids to a school that the teacher can't even call your girl a girl and your boy a boy? You know what they're doing, don't you? They're getting them ready to be homosexuals and lesbians. They're getting them ready of all kinds of attitudes about transgender and everything you can imagine. And your children have no business being there. That may be why you don't want to listen to me. That may be why you don't have any questions to ask. I'm telling you, it's time to get busy in these things of God. Now, remember, tomorrow I'm preaching a very important sermon. Nobody will try to condemn you. You'll be welcome to come just like you are used to going to church and sit in the sanctuary and hear the Word of God. I'm preaching on the Holy Ghost is not a bus. The Holy Ghost must be within to take you up in that rapture. He must be working in you. From the time you are saved, the Holy Spirit is there to rebirth you. And then to lead you on in sanctification and godly living and consecration. And then to fill you with his Spirit and make you a powerful witness with his gifts. And that same Holy Spirit wants to quicken your mortal body at the time of the rapture and take you up to the great rapture and the great wedding celebration. Can you imagine a wedding celebration like we are about to have? Now, if you want this material, you call right now. The ladies standing by, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Send it on the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I read one while ago, not realizing it, but jrc@paulcreek.org. It's later than you think. It's later than you think. Get busy with us. Let's walk with God. Let's obey Him. Let's serve Him. Let's do His will. Now, I do want to remind you of my big financial push till the 4th of October. $20,000. That will have me completely up to zero in all of my balances for radio and the things we do on radio. And you know, we're just here to bless you. And if you don't help us, we can't bless you. We can't send this message out to people all over this globe. Everywhere in the world it's going. All over the globe. Can you imagine that? To me, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Now, the ladies are standing by to take your call, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. You are as important as you can be to me. I want you in that rapture. Do you hear me? I want you in that rapture. I want you going with me when I sail up through that sky to the presence of God. And I want you to know there won't be no sin going up in that rapture. There won't be no disobedience going up in that rapture. There won't be no backslider. You got to get it right before. You got to get it right before the trumpet sounds. You got to be ready to go. There won't be no time to mess around and get things straightened out. Go pay bills you haven't paid. Go ask forgiveness from somebody who you treated wrongly. There won't be none of that. There'll be no time for that. You understand that? There'll be no time for that. So you got to get ready now. You got to get your life cleaned up. If you're not saved, why don't you give Him your life right now? You know what you can do? You can get on your knees in a room or wherever you're at, or bow your head in that car, or go off in the restroom if you're at work, and just get on your knees and ask Him to forgive you, repent of your sins, and turn to Him with your whole heart. And I promise you, He will save you, He will change you, and you will be a new creature. And you'll be proud that Brother Chambers encouraged you to turn to God. I love you. I want you in heaven. I want you to go in the rapture. I want you to serve the Lord. I love you. I care about you. All over my listening audience, I care about you. Now, the ladies are standing by. Let me tell you again the number. You call 1-800-338. You see it on the screen, 7884. Or call the local number, 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. I care about you. I'll do my best for you. You're important to me. And you get right with God. And you serve the Lord. Because there's no love like God's love. Do you hear me? No love.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I the tide,
celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare, celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace, don't just sit and weep
because I'm gone.
Celebrate me home.
I have spent most of my life on earth to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing